The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And remember I told you there was a young man that was going to be coming in to talk to us about his Christmas book? He is here in studio. So welcome, welcome. How are you? I know that this will be the first time you're stepping into our new... Yeah, how you like it?
It looks amazing.
It looks amazing, doesn't it? Mr. Kerron Isaac is here with us. He came a couple months ago, yes?
Yeah.
And you spoke about...
I had a coloring book.
Yes, you had a coloring book.
And poetry book.
Well, check me. I'm trying to remember the name of the book.
My Culture and Me.
Yes.
And then I had poetry.
Because I remember the tree.
Yeah.
I remember, for some reason, I thought of locks and, you know, expansion.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM, Mr. Isaac. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I love the new setup.
I know, awesome. It's nice and cozy. New stuff. Yeah. Shiny stuff.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. All right, so Poinsettias for Reindeer, written by Kerron Isaacs and illustrated by Antonia Figaro. So this is a story for the Christmas season. I mean, reindeer is not indigenous to Trinidad and Tobago, right? But, you know, it is part of the Christmas folklore. So tell me what went into this particular story.
Yes, so you're correct about them not being, you know, indigenous to us. I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, if they do really travel the world, then, you know, why wouldn't they stop in the beautiful paradise of Trinidad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one is actually about a reindeer in training who crashed. He lost his flight and having to land in a place called Poinsettia Avenue.
Right.
Or Poinsettia Valley, which I think I kind of patterned after Maracas Valley. For some reason, it was giving me Maracas.
Maracas vibes.
Yeah. So basically, he lost his flight. He's trying to get back, and he befriends this old lady who lives in a hut by herself. And basically, she tells him about these magical poinsettia flowers. So in layman's terms, she tried to give him a bush tea.
So it's a sukuya up in, I don't know.
There's a lot of, what I love about this is like a lot of interpretation. Like,
yeah.
And every time I tell people, the first thing they say is, you know, that's a sukuya. That'll be some kind of... move on, see everybody else.
It's a mixture of local folklore, mm-hmm, and your own story.
And I love that it's that open to interpretation, because every time I tell people, they have their own interpretation and they immediately laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, that had to be, and they call some folklore character.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually love that.
But what the reindeer would be translated to in local folklore, boy?
Oh gosh, I'm wondering.
Oh gosh.
It wouldn't be not laugh. No.
Laptop. No. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Somebody could tell.
So part of it here, disaster struck. Now getting used to his speed, one poor reindeer crashed and lost his balance. He crashed with a mighty thud in an unknown valley. "Where am I?" cried the reindeer. Everything looked so strange. He slowly tried to get up. He tried to fly but could not. "Help," he yelled. "I've lost my flight." Alone and without his flight, he felt unsure of what was next. He was so confused. "I'll never win this race," he exclaimed. "I'll never guide the sleigh." He felt alone and discouraged, but then right before his eyes, he stumbled upon a sign. "Poinsettia Avenue," read the sign. Reindeer was intrigued. What's a poinsettia? And to come out of the story, this is Tosca talking now, not the story. Poinsettias.
Yeah.
I know they're not indigenous to us as well,
mm-hmm,
but it's so...
It's really like synonymous.
It's indicative of Trini Christmas.
Yeah.
Because once you see the poinsettia starting to bloom,
it's
time to start cleaning.
Yeah.
It's time to start, you know, getting yourself together. And there are different colors of poinsettia as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
poinsettias are like, you know, true. As I said, even though it's not really, it's like, when you see a poinsettia, like, yeah, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. When it started to change, that means you need to start cleaning and start buying Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And they bloom into the new year as well.
Yeah.
So tell me, I love the illustrations. Tell me about the illustrator and how you came up with this concept.
Yeah, so it's actually done by my friend Antonia Figaro, and Art by Antonia on Instagram. So she does all my illustrations, and she does a pretty good job, obviously, as you could see. I wish the, well, I guess if the listeners want to see, they could buy a copy of the book. But yeah, but the illustrations are really beautiful and rich, and it's always funny when we're doing plant-based projects, because our chat kind of looks like if we're opening a plant shop.
Okay.
Just like sending pictures of different leaves and types, but it came across really, really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell me the role of the lady in the story. What does she represent for you in this one?
Yeah, I love that question. So actually what she represents is, my main purpose in this story was finding help in the most unlikely way.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he's a pretty juvenile reindeer. This is a senior old lady. And I think really locally we have this, I'm sure you've probably heard it a lot, with the generational gap. And they say,
yeah,
the seniors and the youth, you know, they do a thing. And
they don't mingle.
Yeah, and for me, I can't relate to that narrative because I guess it's like an upbringing thing. I grew up like in church with all the elderly people. So like, to me, I just gravitate towards, you know.
Yeah.
And I just lime in with them and, you know. So to me, I thought it was a nice way for a kid to see a character they could relate to, right, having a conversation with, or even forming a friendship with somebody much older, as like a kind of mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that they could get that out of the story beyond all the novelty of, you know, a reindeer being in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And but the comedy of it, but I think it's a nice storyline as well. To, you know, to kind of bridge that generation gap.
Generation
people
gap.
Like to see.
Yeah. While you're talking, you know what animal came to mind? Bison.
Right.
So that would be the equivalent of reindeer here.
Imagine,
you know,
a bison flying a sled so heavy. That's probably why he crashed.
That's why he crashed, probably. So are these books out in bookstores right now, or online as your other books? Where can we get this?
Yeah, so paper-based bookshop writing off Chagwick Road, Alcazar Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Scribbles and Quills in Chigonas. And hopefully by the end of the week, it'll be like on Amazon, Walmart, online, Target, that kind of stuff for the international audience.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get from me directly, 763-8566 or Poet, P-O-E-T-T-R-E-E, World, on Facebook, Gmail, Instagram, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah.
So just flipping through the pages, here's another excerpt. He tried to fly one and two and crash. Oh no. Give it time, remarked the lady. Let it flow through your system. Patience, my dear. Everything in its time. He tried again, one and two and crash. He held his head. The lady whispered, repeat after me. I am a reindeer, watch me rise. In poinsettia red, I'll travel the skies. I am reindeer, watch me rise. In a poinsettia red, I travel the skies. Poinsettia flowers magically encircled him and found their way around his harness, making a beautiful wreath. He saw his scars disappeared and his fur looked so healthy. Look at you, smiled the lady. You look brand new. I feel brand new, and I feel brand new, he repeated. I'm flying, he exclaimed. Whoosh, he was flying. So,
yes,
it's an interesting story. Well, the little excerpts that I'm, yeah, I'm looking at the pictures, you see, looking at the front of the pack with the poinsettia on it. You all get a copy of the book, and of course, kids would love this, you know, an opportunity to change or create a new tradition. You know,
definitely,
with your Christmas coffee,
yeah,
and your Christmas chocolate, hot chocolate, and the little marshmallows on
of
top.
Of course, you can't forget that.
Yeah. And sit down and read with the kids. This will be an opportunity to start a new tradition. So congratulations, Mr. Isaac.
Thank you
on writing the book.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me as always.
No problem.
Yeah.
Because we've got about 10 more minutes leading up to the news update. What are your Christmas wishes for this year?
Oh, that's nice. Actually, my wishes would be for my writing career to continue to blossom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no pun intended, we're talking about flowers. I really, really love being able to write. I just like the career to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to reach as much people as possible. And honestly, in a way I didn't even expect, some people have even said like they connect to the writing, so maybe it's even like if it's a continuum, even bless people
mm-hmm.
with my writing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I hope everyone would have my wish would be that for everyone else would have a great season and you know, give themselves some grace and just, you know, be good.
Yeah, and enter into 2025 with peace, prosperity, and good luck. Yeah, we need to be needing some luck. for 2025.
Most definitely.
Well, Mr. Isaac, thank you so much for joining us.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.